Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Over the middle, checks it down to Ramondre Stevenson, and he fumbles! The ball's loose, and the Bills say they have it back! Terrell Bernard has the football. Who else would it be? And now Samuel in motion, goes in an orbit motion, and now doubles back out to the left. He's wide open, five, and he'll skip into the end zone for the touchdown. Oh, the late double back motion left Curtis Samuel wide open. Back to pass, fires back in the end zone, complete to Keon Coleman. Agent Zero with a 2-yard touchdown reception, and the Bills pull to within four with an extra point pending.
Chris Brown on the call on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. The Bills fall for the first time this season. They fall to 4-1. And they are now only one game ahead of the New England Patriots in the AFC East. Still the number two seed in the AFC, tied with the Indianapolis Colts at 4-1, but now the Patriots have the head-to-head after a game in which they came to Buffalo and basically, like Sean McDermott said last night, played the game they wanted to play. And the Bills were forced to play the game the Patriots wanted to play, and that's not good. Because as my colleague Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network said last night, you just heard him right there on some highlights, he said this is the kind of game during the broadcast, he said, that the Patriots love, that Mike Vrabel loves. He wants to muck it up, as Chris said. And that's right. That's what happened. They mucked it up. And the Bills kind of mucked it up on their own. That's what happened last night. The Bills mucked it up on their own. They turned the ball over three times, and you can't do that and win in this league. And for the last few weeks, the Bills have been kind of trending in this direction, right, where just didn't look particularly right. There were definitely some, you know, things during games, moments, or even big picture items that you were like, eh, it doesn't look right. Offensively, not sure how they're scoring 31 points. And they're getting away with it. Well, I'll use another colleague's words from yesterday. I was on Buffalo. I was on Bills Kickoff Live on Channel 4 here in Buffalo, and my buddy Thad Brown of News 8 in Rochester used a great line. This is before the game now. And he said, if you play with fire long enough, Scarecrow, you're going to get burned. And I think they were playing with fire the last few weeks, and they got burned last night offensively. And ironically, the part of the game that had been kind of lacking, that we were all kind of really staring at and pointing at and talking about defensively, stopping the run, that wasn't bad last night. It was actually good. I know there were moments that it could have been better. They had four sacks. They had eight quarterback pressures. They held the Patriots to 33% third downs. Like, I'll take that. Especially when you give a team starting field position of, what, 36-yard line, I think it was, overall, throughout the night. Short fields, clamping down in the red zone. Defense kind of did their job. Yes, they were not perfect. No, they weren't perfect, I would say. And Stephon Diggs torched them. And that's a conversation we need to have. And we will today. But I think here the offense didn't step up and do their job enough last night. And number one reason was turnovers. And if you don't have the turnovers, maybe things go a lot differently, of course, because now you keep the ball, you sustain drives. I mean, you turn the ball over the red zone and you lose by 3 points, you could point right to that being a critical moment. But what happened before that turnover in the red zone? I'm talking about Josh's interception. The play before that, the Bills had a nice gain. And I believe it might have been a first down, very close to it at least. Khalil Shakir was called for an offensive pass interference. That was a problem all night, penalties. But because of the offensive pass interference, it wiped out the gain. It moved the ball back behind the sticks. Now you're second in whatever it was, 13, 15. I have to look it up. The point is, instead of a third and short, it's a second and long. Next play, Josh throws an interception. Folks, these are the little things that add up in a football game. These are the little details that were not buttoned up enough for last night. And a big reason why the Bills lost this game. And a big reason why they are 4-1 and not 5-0 this morning. Sky is not falling. No time to panic, but certainly some concerns that had popped up the last few weeks that bit them last night. And maybe last night, maybe the Patriots missed the field goal, the Bills win in overtime, and we're kind of having the same conversation, but woo, here they go. They got away with another win. But they didn't, because you can't keep winning like that all the time. I mean, one of the things you can't always rely on is not losing the turnover battle. 26 straight games, an NFL record, pretty unbelievable. But at some point, it was going to go the other way, and it did. And despite all that, they still had a chance to win at the end. They still lost by 3 points, which should give you, obviously, a little bit of encouragement, knowing that you could play that kind of game, turn the ball over like that, still lose by 3 points. It's the NFL. If I came in here on a Buffalo Football Monday 17 different times talking about wins, that would be pretty freaking unbelievable and amazing, right? We're going to talk about losses sometimes, and today's the first one. You hope it doesn't stack up with another one next Monday night in Atlanta. Welcome into the Northtown Automotive Buffalo Football Monday Extra Point Show. And it is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Looking for your phone calls on the first non-victory Buffalo Football Monday of the season. This show on a Monday is great after a win, and even after a loss can be very therapeutic. It's not great after a loss. You don't love it. I know it doesn't start your week off right. Kind of ruins a little bit of the day, morning, however you take it, emotionally, whatever. But maybe a little therapeutic for a lot of people. I hear that a lot. So let's try to do that today. Let's walk through it. Rules are the same today as they always are here on the Monday Reaction Show, which are you call up. You have the floor. You can give your takes, opinions, comments, questions. We can agree, disagree. You just want to say something, you have a question, whatever it is. I'm here for you. I just I'm not about the, oh my God, fire everyone, and I'm not about the, oh my God, plan the parade when they win, right, here in week five. That's just not what we do. We try to keep it in a good space where we really work through what happened right and wrong, because it wasn't all bad last night. There were things that happened that were good. We could talk about that. But also wrong and things that need to be improved on, because there are plenty. 803-0550 is the number to call. Turnovers and penalties. That's, to me, those two words. Turnovers, penalties. You want to go 1A, 1B, you want to go 1-2, whichever one it is. Can't turn the ball over three times and only get one on your own. And you certainly can't have 11 penalties. Now, we can talk about ticky-tack. We can talk about Sean Hockley's crew wanting to be the show, right? I get it. And you're not wrong on that. But it's still 11 penalties. Way too many, and too many that cost the Buffalo Bills in this game. And after the game, in the locker room, clearly that was the message put on the team by Sean McDermott, by the players, the coaches, whatever, whoever spoke, talked to each other, because by the time we got in there as a media, they were definitely talking about, and anytime you asked a player about it, it was penalties, penalties, penalties. That's what came up. We don't get penalties. The game is different. We don't have the penalties we have. Basically, that was the theme. Hey, we are streaming this show live, as we do every Monday, on our YouTube page and Twitch page. So go to YouTube, go to Twitch, follow us, come on in. We call it the bullpen on YouTube. I got it open right now. I want to say hi to everybody there. I can't respond to you while we're doing that and type in, but I appreciate you watching, commenting, and as I always say, have some conversations in there. I love watching some of the debates that go on, but thank you very much for coming over to the bullpen. I really appreciate you. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Let's get to, we got a full bank of calls. This is good. Colton and Wilson. I want to make sure I got it. It's not Wilson and Colton, right? It's Colton and Wilson, right?
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead, buddy.
So one thing I will say is that the Patriots are a good team. I feel like they're going to be a team that's like 10-6. They're like in the middle of the pack for playoff hunt throughout the year. They're not a bad team by any means. I mean, I think they're kind of like us. They've had some good games and they've had some bad games, like against the Steelers, where they couldn't get out of their own way and their offense just couldn't do much. But with that being said, I'm still very optimistic with the Bills. I don't think we got to cancel the season. Like, it's the NFL. Everyone in the NFL is good. They're there for a reason. They're getting paid millions of dollars. So I feel like we've been really spoiled with four great wins, the first one probably being the best we'll see this season. And I'm just looking forward to seeing the Bills bounce back and just do better with the penalties and turnovers.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, listen, I mean, this is not sky is falling. This is not panic time. There are definitely things to improve on in this game. And the Bills are a team now that has to deal with Drake May for the next several years, and he looked pretty good last night. Let's go to Michael in Atlanta, where the Bills will be next week. Hi, Michael.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I left my name and phone number, so I can, if you got time, I'll take you to lunch, man, at the steakhouse. So I left that with the screener, okay?
You got it, but yeah, sure. I don't know. I mean, it's always a quick trip in and out, but thank you.
I know, but I'll work around your schedule if you want. I only live about an hour away. And it's a nice drive. It's not like driving from Rochester to Buffalo. It's nice driving down here in the South. So, hey, a couple of things. You said about half the stuff I wanted to say. So a few things real quick. First question, did we have our best offensive weapons on the field on that last series? Do you know?
I don't know. I have to go back and look, Mike, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think we did. I think we should.
Who are you referring to? James Cook?
Like James Cook, Dalton Kincaid.
Like the last series? Like, what do you mean last series? Not the 8 seconds remaining in the game.
No. The last on the field goal drive.
Yeah, I don't remember. I have to go back and look, buddy. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, no problem. The other thing, too, is that, yeah, correct, about, the penalties. Again, you said of at least half or more of what I wanted to say. I did want to mention this one thing, though. As far as Josh Allen with that interception, again, that was a key point. And going back several years, I do remember that a lot when he was throwing more interceptions, a lot of those interceptions came after the same type of thing, after a penalty. When you had a substantial gain, then you had, maybe it would have been a second and three or third and two or whatever, and now you got a second and 20. So, yeah, it does make a big difference. But, yeah, sky's not falling. I think the way I look at this game is clean it up, you know, and make some adjustments, and hopefully they come down here to Atlanta and turn things around.
Yeah, well, the Falcons will be lying in wait for them after having a week off. They'll have some things planned for them, and they have a really excellent defense, numbers wise, by the way, and some incredible weapons offensively, as you know, Michael. But thanks a lot. Enjoy the game next week, and who knows, might see each other. All right, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, Butch on the East Side. What's up, Butch?
My brother from another mother, I appreciate you. I love MSG. I love WGR. And to the fans who listen and watch this beautiful show, I love you as well. Sal, I got to get right to it, man. The sky is definitely not falling, but we have to go to class. We got to get on the blackboard, and we got to correct some things. And the gentleman asked you a question just a second ago. On a five-minute drive, what personnel was out there? This is one of the reasons why I called. It's about that. Joe Brady is not using his personnel correctly. He has a style, and he's giving it to us. And, you know, we're winning with it, but we're not getting our full capabilities of it. I'll give you an example. But the gentleman is actually in a 5-minute package. He was running the 12 and the 13 package sometime during that 5-minute drive. At first, I said, okay, what they're going to do is going to make this the last drive. They're going to slowly walk it down. Either we're going to kick the field goal, tie the game, or we're going to go to overtime, and that's going to be it. But at the same exact time, we got kind of stagnant. We had a play, I think we got a penalty or something during that play. We got pulled back. And instead of Joe Brady bringing in Shavers and spreading them out on the four wides, opening up a little bit, he kept the tight ends in. Josh struggled, he struggled. He threw it down. We had to kick the field goal. He was forced to kick the field goal because he didn't have the right personnel. Brady's system is, everyone eats system is fine. I like the title. It's catchy. It's cute. But at the exact same time, even the announcers for NBC said Buffalo is not afraid to show exactly what they're going to do. When he's under center, they're running it. When he's shotgun, you're passing. It's just kind of, it's too vanilla. Even though we said during the earlier in the season that maybe Joe was not trying to show everything this early, we got that. But now when you come into a game and you're in a situation, you have to have a package. I was talking to Steve and Chris before, I say maybe a month ago, and I stated to them, I said, it comes a time when you have to get a rhythm. You have to go no huddle. Like the K-Gun Kelly did, just to get a rhythm in the beginning. And then once you get a rhythm, now you can implement whatever you want to do. This is something on that blackboard that Joe Brady has to do offensively. Defensively, and thanks for taking my call, is that now that on defensively, Sean McDermott, I'm not going to look at Bobby, I'm going to look at Sean, is that he has to realize that Trey Jadavious White is a good person, but you got Jarvis Ingram, you got Cam Lewis, you got the kid from Ohio State. I'm not even going to talk about the Strongs or the Harrisons yet. You're going to have to start. You have to start letting these kids play now, and that's just the way it's going to have to be. If not, we're going to be that blueprint. The tape is out there now. Like I just told my man who answered the phone, thanks for answering it. Is that a lot of these other teams that we thought was going to be easy on the schedule is going to get confidence now because they have the tape. I love you, my man. Kiss my nephew. Kiss the queen. Give my nephew a high five.
And we got a new dog, too, by the way. I want to give him a...
What's the dog's name?
Went to an event this weekend, and just so happened to have a dog rescue place there. Had no idea they were even there, and came home with a Great Pyrenees Mountain Dog. Unbelievable.
What's his name?
His name already is Bernie. So we're going to keep his name Bernie. And I don't know who he's named after, but I'm going to say he's named after Bernie Williams, Butch. That's what I'm going to say.
But do me a favor. From now on, just shake his ears. Shake Bernie's ears for me. I appreciate it.
You got it, Butch. I love it. Thank you, buddy. That's a true story. I got home late last night, and I'm like, where's Bernie? It's like his second night in the house. Weekend at Bernie's, baby. Anyway, by the way, the young man answering the phone calls today, his name is Dan. So shout out to Dan Dale. He's producing today here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Good call. Look, I mean, the Bills have film on other teams, too. That's what the way it works. Yes, they could go and trip up the rhythm a little bit. I know what you're saying, Butch. They actually tried one time to remember Josh Palmer had the catch on the sidelines and he goes out and the Bills tried to go a little no huddle there. I don't know if it's because maybe they thought the Patriots were going to challenge and don't challenge because they were saying they bobbled it. I'm not sure. And then Of course, Sean Hockley's crew threw a flag because apparently James Cook came out on the field. So that constituted as a sub, even though he didn't actually sub. I don't know. They did try it in that moment, though. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Ed in Boston. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Sal. Great job. Really appreciate listening to you. Hey, so, yeah, I live in Boston, Massachusetts. Grew up in Buffalo. And I think what hurts the most today is just having to listen to all the Boston
Yahoos. I hear you, man. I hear you.
It's brutal. But couple thoughts. So one, this is just not a game you want to lose. It's a division game. It's a conference game. You know, lose one to an NFC team. You know, for all, you know, if you lost to Atlanta, fine, but not the Patriots, and not the way they did last night. So here's a thought. If you want to chalk it up to, you know, injuries being a little light on the defensive side, that's fine. But here's my concern. We saw this with Belichick, Brady, and Edelman, and they would torch the Bills. And especially in close games, too, when Edelman would wind up with the ball in single-man coverage. And last night, I don't think Diggs was double-covered. I just went and looked at his passes received in the first four games. Three passes, four passes, six passes.
Yeah, he didn't beat you down the field either. It was all underneath and then missed tackles and yards after catch.
Right, so why... I mean, somebody's got to ask McDermott, like, why aren't we double-teaming him? You take him out of the game, and it's almost like they played right into the Patriots' hands last night, in a lot of ways. But in particular, you know, Diggs coming home, he's all excited, here we go, and bang, he has this great game. Take him out of the game, and then take it from there. It was a missed opportunity last night, and a big one, I think.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, big picture, Ed, of course, I agree with you, and that's the team you don't want to lose to. You don't want to lose a division game. If I told you going into the year they'd be 5-1 at the bye, and obviously they're not there yet. They'd have to win next week. I think everyone would take that. You just would probably not want to be against the Patriots. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I totally get it, buddy. Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. Walter in Toronto. Hi, Walter.
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Congratulations on your dog. We actually have a new puppy.
Oh, congratulations to that, man. What's his or her name?
Pinto. Not the bean, but the shading, like the horse shading. You know,
I love it.
White. But a couple things. I mean, the officiating, I hate playing that game because I think New England got a fair share of calls against them, and some of them were a bit questionable. But, Sal, I listened to you over the years. You probably forgot more about football than I'll ever know. But I was in the stands last night with my regular crew of season ticket holders, and we couldn't figure out is there an adjustment that can be made? Because the quarterback made, he kept torching us, rolling to the right,
mm-hmm.
and hitting guys on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that an indictment on our
No, so it's a really, really good question. And you're not, believe me, hey, you're smart, because even Eric Wood or Chris, one of the others, said maybe the Bills should start blitzing from that side in order to flush them left, right? I mean, that's what you want to do. But I think a good answer from Sean McDermott gives you a little clue on the schematic of it, which makes sense a little bit, which is one play. Do you remember the play? Do you sit Bill's sideline or the other sideline?
No, I'm the visitor's sideline.
Visitor's side. Okay, so for you, it would be going to your right to left. Third quarter, okay? Third quarter, Drake May escapes to his right, and just, I couldn't believe the throw he made down the sideline to Stephon Diggs at like the 10-yard line. You remember the one I'm talking about?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that
so
hurt.
On that play, McDermott actually said after the game, on that play he was referring to, he said they blitzed, they had pressure coming, and whoever was there didn't have contain. So think about it from this schematic standpoint, Walter. That's designed where, hey, we're going to flush you that way, and there's a guy waiting for you. Does that make sense? Right? We want you to go that way. So, but that guy's got to have contain. He doesn't. Now, I actually went back and watched. The person who was there was Landon Jackson, but he dropped in coverage. So my thought is, well, wait a minute. Did he just drop in coverage when he wasn't supposed to? Or was somebody else supposed to be contained? I'm not sure, but that was Landon Jackson. So I don't disagree with you. I think that making him roll right, you know, wasn't the best idea. But if you schematically do it correctly and you flush him that way and there's a guy waiting for him, then you can make the play. And I think that's what they were trying to do.
Right. Well, yeah, I didn't piece all that together, but it makes perfect sense. But you know what? Listen, it's a tough loss being a divisional game. But, hey, even Betty Crocker burns a cake now and again, right? We'll get back in the saddle and I still think the Bills have the inside track for the conference.
Of course they do. They're still the betting line favorite in the division, big time, the conference. And look, I mean, if things go haywire next week, look at the Patriots' next three games. They can win the next three. And the Bills are in for a tough opponent next week and a night game at their place. We could be here on Tuesday morning next week, and I'll do the reaction show on Tuesday, by the way. So just kind of flip your schedule, your calendars next week a little bit. I'll be in Atlanta Monday. I'll join the guys. They'll take over the Monday show because it'll be pregame leading into the game. And then on Tuesday, I'll come back here next week to do the reaction show. And if we're sitting here Tuesday, there's a possibility. It could be, oh boy, Patriots just took over the division, the lead. That could happen. Patriots play the Saints. And the Saints will be game next week. You think they will, at least, the way they've been playing. And they could be a tough out. And the Patriots and the Bills have to go to Atlanta. So that's a week away. Still want to get your phone calls on what happened last night. 803-0550, the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Very good start to the show. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for coming in. Thanks for watching on the YouTube and Twitch streams. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Monday on WGR. Back after this.
There's always positives that are going to be in the film. You know, obviously, there's a lot more negatives than that we're used to. So, you know, we got to come back tomorrow and clean up the negatives. And, you know, obviously still take some good for this game, but definitely got to clean up the negatives.
All right, that's Bills safety, Taylor Rapp. And the Bills actually, I know Drake May had a lot of yards passing, and they got really beat by Stephon Diggs, but everything they kept everything underneath. And a lot of it was yards after catch. They didn't get hit by explosive plays other than yards after catch. Nothing over the top. That's something you want to always, you know, keep in mind. I know there's been a lot of concern about the safety play, but this wasn't a team that likes to do that anyway. Next week's a little different. That's a team in the Atlanta Falcons that'll push the ball down the field a little more. And they're going to have to, you know, be just as good in that area. But I didn't have a problem with, like, the safety play. It was the corners with the outside. It was covering one-on-one Stephon Diggs in this one. That was a big issue for the Bills. They lose 23-20 to the New England Patriots. They fall to 4-1. Taking your phone calls here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Billy is in Toronto. Hi, Billy. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, good to hear the story with you and getting that dog. you know, I love a dog story. I mean, the same with me here in Toronto.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Me and my wife went out and she said she wanted a big dog like you got. So we were either going to get this, Sal. We were either going to get a Great Dane or a St. Bernard. But we found out that they have a shorter shelf life. Sal, I can't make this up. But guess what kind of dog she came home with? Sal, she comes home with a Chihuahua.
I love it.
But Sal, I'll tell you, this dog was the funkiest dog around. 18 years we had him, Sal. And I'll tell you, man, this guy just owned me.
I got it.
My wife was the pack leader, but these dogs, man, God bless you for getting one. We weren't blessed with children. And when this guy finally left us, man, I'll tell you what a hit I took. But anyway, that's, you know, good for you for getting a dog. And I hope you have a lot of fun with him. So, listen, I've phoned you a number of times and I've said, what are we worrying about? Nothing to worry. We're going to the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? I'm now starting to get a little annoyed. I really am. And I'm not worried about New England being a team in our division. New England's not going to be there when it's over. And I feel we are. But my God, we got to get it together. The last three games, and I know we put the points on the board, but I think I want us to do something different in with our offense. I mean, I know you want to mix it up, run and pass, but I'll tell you this, Sal, and I'm embarrassed to say this because of watching so much sports, but I fell asleep at halftime and seeing that, not halftime, when New England went up to take the lead, I think it was 14-10, and I missed the rest of the game, so I may be off base about what happened in the second half, but it just seemed Josh was running all over the place. It just seemed like he couldn't get set. I want us to go downfield a lot more, and you know, you can say, well, you know, the big weapon that we had was on the other team yesterday, but I don't care if we don't complete those passes. We've got to show that a little bit more that we're going to – I used to love the Josh of old that would just rear back and sling it all over the field. I get you got to run it. I get you got to do the little things. But, okay, Buffalo, this is three games in a row now. I've just about had enough now. Let's get it together. Let's go in Atlanta, get the win, and let's get back on track.
Yeah, I get you. And I think there's a lot that's baked into that, Billy. Thanks for the call, and I'll touch on it, which is we're not seeing the separation early on from the wide receivers, and I don't know why Josh left a couple clean pockets last night. There's a video floating around. I think Warren Sharp just did one. And look, you have the best quarterback in the league, arguably, the league MVP. So it's not a, oh my God, you know, what's going on with Josh Allen, but he's also, you know, not above making mistakes. And he threw a ball that he shouldn't have thrown, maybe on a pick. And then later, it's the drive that, you know, ultimately ended in the field goal. The play that he threw to Shakir, that a lot of people thought was interference. I did. They didn't throw the flag. It looks like he has Curtis Samuel open. He leaves the pocket a little early. If he doesn't leave the pocket, and he shouldn't have had to leave the pocket, by the way, he probably hits or maybe sees Samuel for a touchdown. But anyway, those are things that little things that add up. Maybe he left the pocket a little early because he didn't want to get hit because he had been hit on the knee and he was limping a little bit. So that's also a factor. I'm not sure. The left tackle, Deion Dawkins, was engaged. The end was crashing a little bit, but he had him engaged. Josh just hangs in the pocket a second longer. He probably sees Samuel. It's a touchdown. These are the little things that matter, but you put yourself in that position with three turnovers and penalties, and that's the biggest point of what happened on offense yesterday. John and Clarence. Hi, John. You're on WGR.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for my call.
Yeah.
I'm a little late coming to the morning shows here, so please forgive me. A lot of guys added to what I was going to say, but as far as our defense is concerned, this isn't anything new, what we've been watching here so far. After that first game against Baltimore, I thought to myself, well, if our defense looks like this in week 5-6, then I think it's time to get concerned, and I think that time is now. Receivers are getting so much separation from our secondary, and it seems to be an ongoing issue. And we have been dealing with this issue for years in our secondary. As far as our offense is concerned, I agree with the last caller. I like to see this ball being thrown downfield. I mean, if you got the MVP, you know, half of our throws are our sideline throws, relying on our offensive linemen to pave the way for these guys. We got the best arm, the best quarterback in football. Let him loose. I mean, let the guy loose. And our receivers, when Josh Allen is scrambling back here, our receivers have to create some separation for this guy. And it just seems that that's been lacking for a long time. And I appreciate you taking my call. Thanks again.
Yeah, John, I'll just point out, Josh Allen averaged over 8 yards an attempt last night. They did throw the ball downfield, maybe not over the top of the defense, if that's what you're looking for. I get it. But they actually threw the ball downfield last night. And they had their share of behind the line and screens. I understand that. But, you know, Dalton Kincaid, that was those are mid-level throws, right? Keon Coleman had one. You had one of Josh Palmer. And, like, I mean, you know, just because it doesn't go over the top 70 yards, right, which with the show the big arm, I get that. You want that. And those are a little, you know, risky and they can result in completions. But they did actually throw the ball a little bit downfield last night. I just wanted to point that out. So, all right, I don't know if John's still with me. I get it, though. I know you want to see a bomb down the field, right? Throw it deep. Show the arm. Yes. But 8.61 yards per attempt, 8.16 yards per attempt last night from Josh Allen. Let's go to Joe in Tonawanda. Hi, Joe. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. A lot more fun calling in on a victory Monday, but appreciate you doing this. And I mean, yeah. You got to be a little silly on days like this just to keep yourself happy. So it's always a pleasure calling into Sal Capaccio.
Well, you know what? I do this for you. I do this for you guys out there, Bills fans, you know, to call up and get off their chests what is on their chest and maybe make you feel a little bit better, that it's a little therapeutic and you said what you needed to say. So that's why I do it. And that's why I'm here, Joe. So thank you.
I appreciate it, Sal. You're the best therapist I've ever had.
I love it. Go ahead.
Well, one question for you, Sal, and it might be a bit of a silly question, but with you being on the sidelines, something that I wonder, I know you're a seam head, too. You like baseball. You know, in baseball, when a pitcher doesn't have his fastball, he's having an off night, you often see him on a short leash. They go to the bullpen. They bring in somebody new. You know, last night, Josh is getting he had a couple odd reads on the read option. He throws an interception. Are there conversations on the sideline ever in games like that where it's, hey, Josh, take a seat for a little bit. Maybe we'll put Mitch in there, kind of relief out.
No, not even close.
We'll
to their
showers.
No, not even close. There shouldn't be, and that would be, I'm sorry, Joe, but ridiculous. You actually think they should do that or no?
I just remember back in the day when Marv would put in Frank Reich to spell Jim every
he
now
did,
and
he,
then. And
he did not do that. I don't remember that. He played for him when he was hurt.
Well, I'm a little long in the tooth, but, so I might be misremembering, but I just wanted to
no.
see if you thought.
And by the way, Josh was not – Josh made a couple mistakes last night, but, man, he wasn't, like, terrible by any means. He was 22 of 31, 253, a couple of touchdowns, an interception. But, no, that does not happen, nor should it happen. The minute if they sit Josh Allen down because he had a wrong read on a read option or threw a red zone pick to bring in Mitch Trubisky – the phone lines would light up way more today with people really mad about that, and they should be. So, not that I know of, there's never a conversation like that, and I would never endorse that happening.
Good to know, Sal.
Yeah.
That's good intel.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks, Joe. No way. And I'm not telling you Josh is perfect, not telling you that there isn't a time where, you know, they're getting beat pretty badly, and towards the end of a game, you take him out, but he's your best chance to win. I don't care if he's having the worst game of his life through three quarters. If that game's close, he's your quarterback because he's the guy that can bring you back. I think this is Jerry is what it says here in a car. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Sal. It's Terry.
Terry, thank you. I apologize.
I was watching from the road last night, and I just like to talk about fan responsibility. I forgot to bring the sleepwear I wear for Bills games, and I didn't have it, and I was nervous that we wouldn't win, and then we didn't. And so I'd like to apologize to all the Bills Mafia.
It's okay. What did you? You were supposed to wear white, and you didn't. Is that what you're saying?
No, just my usual Bills.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, are you you're superstitious, Terry? Is that what it is?
Well, Jerry. No,
Jerry.
No, I'm just kind of playing around.
Got
I just
you.
Wanted to say that. But I was nervous the whole game. And so I just like so nervous because I don't know, I'm just nervous.
Yeah.
And especially how it started out and everything. So I decided I've got to like look at the game and just sort of enjoy seeing these amazing athletes. And, you know, it's too bad he was on the other team at the time, but it was really fun watching Drake May. I mean, he's fun to watch in the way that Josh was.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they think they found something in him, and I don't disagree. He's not Josh Allen, but he is a very good young quarterback. He's mobile. He makes plays. He was Houdini last night a couple times. He had an excellent fourth quarter. And, you know, they should be very excited in New England with this young quarterback. And if you're looking at it from a football perspective, which you are, Jerry, then it is a it's going to be really interesting watching these two guys battle over the next several years.
Yeah, definitely. And just one other thing. So we have a mixed breed Great Pyrenees and stuff, and they're wonderful dogs, but they have a mind of their own and all. But they're so lovable,
yes.
And I love hugging mine, like the bigness of it. So
how big is your dog?
He's a mixed breed, so
okay.
He's in his 70.
Okay. I think ours is going to get to about, they said 110 or 120 pounds, so that's really big.
Oh, my God, he's a puppy? Oh,
yeah, right now, yeah. Yeah,
I've
right
been
now.
Pulled over and arms pulled out. And we're like, this is our last, we're in our 60s
I got it.
And 70s, and it was like, this is our last big dog, forget it.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I appreciate you, and sorry about the name mispronunciation earlier. Thank you.
I don't care.
Yeah,
care.
You got it. You got it. Thank you. We'll take one more here from Mike before we go to a break. Hi, Mike.
Sal, what's going on?
Just taking some phone calls like you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Make sure you get yourself a big pooper scooper with a dog that big. You're going to need a big bucket.
I've already experienced that part of it over the last weekend, yes, for sure.
You got it. So, speaking of pooper scooper, I'm going to talk about Brandon Bean here real quick. I know, and I don't always get along, agree with Jeremy White, but I'll tell you, with the receiver thing, it's going on. I agree with Jeremy 100%. He's lost on the receiver. You're ruining a perfect good quarterback, and I feel we're at the end of our window. I think we missed our window, and that's sad, because we've had a lucky schedule to be playing crummy teams at the beginning of this year, and every game, I get the NFL is close, but the Saints stink, Miami stinks, Baltimore, look what they did. We thought we were some heroes beating them. We got lucky with those games, and, you know, it's about time the media steps up and starts asking Bean more of these tough questions. And
Wait, stop. What do you mean? What do you mean? He has been. He came on this radio station to fire back. We do. And by the way, we don't just talk to him every day, Mike. It doesn't work like that.
One time, but you guys got to start when you have him.
We do. We do. We do ask him. What do you... Mike, stop. Don't make this about the media. Mike, don't make... Okay, so if I... What would you like me to ask Brandon Bean the next time he has a media availability, which, by the way, does not happen during the season, just so you know.
But why doesn't it? You guys need to call him on the carpet.
Mike, would you like to know? That's not how it works. We are allowed to talk to Brandon Bean when the team says he has a media availability, like around a trade deadline. Wait, hold on, Mike. I'm explaining it to you so you know how it works, okay? Like around a trade deadline, around the draft. We don't just have – he's not like Sean McDermott where we have him weekly a couple times before a game and then on a radio program. It doesn't work like that. That's not how the job works.
But you get McDermott on, and everything's a big rubbing him on the shoulders during the press conference when he has his press conference. How about we ask some tough questions and stop being soft with the guy?
Okay, it's about the media. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. We'll take a timeout. Thanks a lot for the calls. We'll get some more of them after this timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you.
and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every game, there's one-on-ones, and you want to make sure you're winning those. So we'll evaluate that, and we'll look at it on film. And same thing on the defensive side. There's one-on-ones there, and you got to win those. Or win more than we lose, right? So I thought our guys fought. They played hard. This is one we need to learn from.
Sean McDermott following the Bills' 23-20 loss to the New England Patriots last night. Hey, it only took 47 minutes for someone to blame the loss on the media last night. I mean, that might be a record. Usually it's a little sooner than that. It's okay. It's all good. It's what we're here for. It's why I take your phone calls here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I got big shoulders. I can handle the load. I can handle it. Bullpen, right there. You see that? Got the big shoulders. Put it on me. Right there. Media's fault. The Bills lost last night. 803-0550. Got you in the bullpen. Thanks a lot for coming aboard. Love the chat that's going on. Love the phone calls. Got a lot more to get to here. We will do sit up, stand down, hey buddy, all in the next hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's go to John in North Buffalo. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. So just wanted to say, I think the way this team is trending in terms of personnel is worrisome a little bit. Staying the obvious, but it felt like nobody could get open last night.
Do you mean roster construction or like who's actually on the field, like personnel-wise?
Roster
construction. I got you. Thank you.
You know, if you look at the past two draft classes, I mean, anybody, you know, except for Kincaid, doesn't really feel like a true game changer week to week who can come close. I'm not saying be the same as Josh Allen's skill set, but to come close to Josh Allen's skill set. At the same time, a lot of the older core guys just don't feel elite anymore. I think Milano is probably done. Taron Johnson looks like a ghost at times out there. And, you know, Trey White, let's face it, he's probably soon to be a legend of the game. You know, and being in the off season, you know, he signs two guys who wouldn't be available for the first, you know, six games. It just leaves me questioning the roster a lot. And for the previous caller who said that, you know, Bean should be talking to the media more, I don't think so at all, because he made himself look like a big enough fool when he came on here, you know, saying that.
Yeah, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He just blamed us for not talking to him when actually we're not allowed, when we don't get him. And by the way, Brandon's great. Brandon's great with the media. I don't want to say, but make it paint like that. I just want to explain to people how the job works. Like, Sean McDermott speaks to the media on a regular basis. Brandon speaks at different points during the season, but I get what you're saying, John. I don't want to go down that road. All right. I mean, whatever. This has nothing to do with the media. My goodness. And I know you're not saying that, but come on. What are we doing here? I just said to someone during the break, when you don't know what to say because you're mad, you just blame like people that you shouldn't blame, and you just try to grasp at straws. Let's turn it back to what is going on the field. And Jamie has something about that. What's Jamie? Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, Sal. Good morning. How
good
morning. Are you?
Good.
Good. My question is, it has nothing to do with the media. I understand that we lost a turnover battle, but I called in because I want to get your perspective on Coach McDermott's timeout situations all season long. I've listened every week. You have callers that call in every week that ask you questions about why Coach is making, you know, timeouts or why he's calling timeouts during certain points of the game. Yesterday, before halftime, calls ridiculous timeouts. The game before, two-point conversion, calls a timeout.
Well, so hold on. Let's walk through them. Let's walk through them. Hold on, Jamie. They called it on the two-point conversion that game because they only had 10 men on the field. Would you rather him not call timeout there? I'm asking.
So in that situation, being at the game on that timeout, on a two-point conversion, if he doesn't call that timeout, what happens?
Then you go
have 10 men on the field.
So then you have 10 men on the field, which, I mean, I would think, maybe I'm wrong, any person watching the game would say, oh my God, you can't do that. You gotta call timeout. You're giving him a free 2 points if you have 10 men on the field. I mean, it's, you know, that to me is the right thing to do. if you wanna criticize the substitution issue and say that's coaching, I'm with you. But that's not a timeout issue. You need to call a timeout there.
So let's look at yesterday.
Okay. Am I right or wrong?
I will disagree with you.
Why? What would you rather do? If there's a 2-point conversion and you see there's 10 men on the field because you screwed up the substitution and it's a close game, what, you just want to play it out and let him run 10 men on the field?
Because I look at that timeout as golden later on in the game.
I look at the 2 points as golden.
Okay. So, I mean, that's where we're going to disagree as far as where the ball is placed. But let's look at yesterday. I want to get your perspective on yesterday and on the timeouts before halftime.
Let me go look at the box score. Hold on. Let me find out where they took the timeouts.
I appreciate you doing this, but every single time somebody calls in with Sean McDermott, this has nothing to do with the media. Every time that anybody calls in to criticize clock management and timeouts, we have to go back and look at the tape.
I want to answer your question by looking at the play-by-play. I don't remember the situation. This will help me remember it. Is that okay?
Yeah, so they scored 3 points before halftime with 1 second left.
Okay.
His reasoning for calling the timeout was to try to get Josh Allen the ball with less than 30 seconds. So that timeout and us losing by 3 points, right, and having that timeout back and not letting it time. The other timeout day yesterday is when Sean McDermott ran 30 seconds off the clock when they were driving downfield to kick the game-winning field goal. Instead of calling the timeout right away, they let 10 or 12 seconds burn off the clock before that timeout was called. That's unacceptable from an NFL head coach. And so when you have – I understand having optimism, but when it comes down to big games and playoffs, the head coach is in charge of those timeouts. And clock management is going to be a real big issue with us moving forward. And I just want somebody to step up and say, hey, coach, why did you call a timeout here? What was your thinking on it?
I just want somebody to understand that when you have 10 men on the field, the coach calling the timeout is actually the real football play to make. Give me a break. How can you say otherwise? You're a football fan? You don't think that calling a timeout when your team has 10 men on the field is the right play to make? We could talk about the other ones. You don't want to hear it, though, Jamie. You don't want to hear it. You just want to hear how terrible the timeouts are and not have an explanation. I just want to go through the play-by-play and look. That's all I want to do to help you out, and we can walk through it together. But you have no interest in that, so I have no interest in debating this anymore. We'll take a timeout here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.